And finally, it's our gene of the month, and this time it's Nannog, whose name is taken from Tir Nan Og, the mythological Celtic name for Land of the Forever Young. First discovered in 2003 in mouse embryonic stem cells, those immortal cells in the early embryo that can turn into any part of the body, the Nannog gene makes a protein that acts as a transcription factor, switching on other genes. It was originally thought to enable stem cells to keep multiplying while maintaining their multitude of possible fates. Nowadays, the picture is a bit more complicated, and it looks like Nannog plays a subtly different role by actively preventing the cells from heading down the road towards specific fates. It also plays a key role in creating germ cells, the special cells that become eggs and sperm. That's all for now. I'll be back next month taking a look at the world of agricultural genetics. How do we preserve genetic diversity in crops? And how, and should, they be patented? If you've got any questions or feedback, just email me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can also get in touch through the main Naked Scientist Facebook page or by tweeting at Naked Genetics. Every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is on iTunes and online at nakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast is brought to you in association with the Genetics Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll see you next month for another peek inside your genes.